Get ready for a wild ride, because this deep dive is taking us straight into the heart of ancient astrology. We're talking about Vettius Valens, folks, and his incredible work anthologies. Now, forget your daily horoscope. This is next-level stuff. I mean, we're diving deep into planets with personalities, zodiac signs that influence, like, everything, your body, your mind, you name it. And hold on to your hats, because Valens even had ways to calculate dot wait for it. Life expectancy. I was blown away by the detail in this stuff, and trust me, by the end of this, you'll be dropping ancient astrology knowledge like a pro. So one of the things that immediately struck me was how Valens describes the planets. He doesn't just list them out. He gives them this whole cosmic character profile. Like, take the moon, for example. He says it doesn't even have its own light, but it acts as this cosmic mirror reflecting the sun. What's the deal with that?
Well, it's fascinating, really. He's taking what they knew about astronomy at the time, you know, that the moon reflects sunlight, and he seamlessly blends that with astrology, suggesting that just like the moon reflects light, our emotions ebb and flow, mirroring what's happening up above.
Whoa, so he's saying the universe isn't just something happening out there, but it's reflected in us, like down to our very core.
Exactly, and this connection he's making gets even more mind-blowing when he gets to the zodiac signs. He doesn't just talk about them as personality types, oh no. Each sign, according to Valens, is linked to geography, weather patterns, even specific parts of the body.
Hold on, wait, body parts? How does that even work?
This is where Valens gets incredibly specific. Let's take Taurus, for example. He connects it to the neck and shoulders. But here's the kicker. He believed that the round-shouldered appearance of Taurus in the sky, you know, the constellation, well, he thought that meant people born under that sign might be prone to hunchbacks.
Wow. Can you imagine someone trying to make that connection today? That's incredible. So is he saying our physical selves are literally imprinted by the stars?
That's the thing about Valens. He's all about these grand, interconnected patterns. He believed that by understanding these cosmic influences, we could actually navigate life's challenges better.
And speaking of navigating life, I was totally absorbed by his ideas about how the planets influence our careers. Venus, depending on where it was in the zodiac when you were born, could make you a gold spinner. Or, get this, a lover of toys. I mean, how did he come up with this stuff?
It really shows you how much deeper his system of astrology goes than just basic personality traits, right? Your birth chart, the specific positions of the planets at the moment you're born. Well, according to Valens, those positions weren't just about who you were, but what you were naturally drawn to, even down to your profession.
So it's not just like, oh, I'm a Venus person. It's the specific cosmic address of Venus at my birth that really matter.
Precisely. And Valens was known for his incredibly detailed calculations, which actually brings us to maybe his most intriguing and some might say controversial concept, using astrology to figure out life expectancy.
Now, that's what I call high stakes astrology. Now, he's looking up at the stars and trying to figure out how long someone might live. He actually had charts and tables for this stuff, didn't he?
He did. And it gets really complex. But the core idea is that certain points in your birth chart, and especially this thing called the Lot of Fortune, hold clues about your lifespan.
Okay, Lot of Fortune. That sounds pretty important. Is that like a cosmic winning lottery ticket or something?
It's more like your own personalized potential for success, prosperity, and yeah, even how many trips around the sun you're in for.
All right, you've definitely piqued my curiosity here. How do you even find this Lot of Fortune on the cosmic map?
Okay, so picture this. You take the distance between the sun and the moon in your birth chart, which is going to be unique to you, right?
Okay.
And then you take that exact distance, and starting from the ascendant, that's the sign rising in the east at the moment you were born. You map it out like you're using the sky as this giant protractor.
Cosmic geometry in action.
Mm.
So once we've located this Lot of Fortune, what do we do with it?
That's when the real analysis begins. The sign that your Lot of Fortune falls in, the planets that are connected to it, the ruler of that sign, they all factor into how this fortune, good or bad, might actually play out in your life.
I bet this is where Valens' crazy detailed calculations come in, right?
Absolutely. He gives these really specific instructions on how to assess all of these different factors and how they might impact lifespan. Certain planetary alignments, according to his calculations, could actually add years to your life, while others, well, not so much. He even pinpoints critical periods when someone might be more susceptible to challenges or, you know, even health issues.
So it's not just about some static number, but this dynamic interplay of all these cosmic forces that kind of shape how your life unfolds.
That's exactly it. That's the heart of Valens' system. It's holistic. You know, it's not about one single planet in isolation, but the entire picture. And to kind of prove his point, He actually walks us through these calculations using real birth charts from back in the day.
Oh, I love when we get to see the practical examples. Can we break one down together?
Yeah.
You know, really show everyone how this worked.
Let's do it. So there's this one chart in Book 4 that's really interesting. In this case, the lot of fortune falls in Scorpio, which is ruled by Mars. Now, this particular Mars is hanging out in Sagittarius, a fiery, adventurous sign, right? And Valens interprets this as a potential for a shorter lifespan, maybe even due to accidents or risky behavior, the things that kind of tie into that whole fiery nature of Mars.
Whoa, that's intense. So the placement of a lot of fortune and the condition of its ruler, they both matter for the prediction.
Exactly. It's like a two-part cosmic puzzle. The lot of fortune kind of sets the stage, and its ruler gives us a little whisper about how that scene might play out.
You know, it really makes me think about those everyday phrases we use, like born under a lucky star or don't tempt fate. It's like Valens is giving us this fascinating peek into the celestial mechanics behind those ideas.
It is fascinating, isn't it? He really believed that while we have free will, there are also these larger cosmic currents at play. And by understanding those currents, you know, through things like the lot of fortune, we could make smarter choices. We could navigate those currents with maybe just a little bit more awareness.
So it's not about just passively accepting fate, but using this knowledge to empower yourself to make more informed decisions.
Exactly. Imagine knowing which way the tides are turning before you set sail. That's the kind of advantage Valens was trying to give us.
And I bet he had some strong opinions about, well, you know, the best way to navigate those metaphorical seas.
Oh, absolutely. He was very critical of other astrologers who he felt maybe oversimplified these complex ideas or made it all about fortune telling. For Valens, understanding the deeper philosophy behind it all, the intricate connection between the cosmos and ourselves, that interplay between fate and free will, that's where the true value lay.
And it's something that still resonates with people today, even centuries later.
It's timeless, really. It's this invitation to look beyond our everyday lives, to consider all the vast influences that shape our experiences, and maybe just to approach our own journeys with a little more curiosity, a little more wonder.
It's about recognizing that interconnectedness between the cosmos and ourselves, which brings us full circle to the heart of Valens' work. And you know what, dear listener? We want to hear from you. If Valens were to assign a color to your life, based on this past year, what color would it be and why? What's been your biggest lesson, your most vibrant experience?
Take a moment to reflect on your own unique journey, on those special hues that have colored your path this year.
Share your thoughts with us on social media or, you know, drop us a line. We love hearing from you. Until then, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep. Okay, so we're talking about life expectancy and astrology and this lot of fortune. This is where things get really interesting, right?
Oh, yeah. This is where Valens really dives into the nitty-gritty.
So he actually believed you could use astrology to calculate how long someone might live.
He did. He had these really complex charts and tables he used for this.
Oh, seriously?
It's pretty intense stuff. But it all revolves around this idea that your birth chart, like a snapshot of the sky when you were born, it holds clues about your lifespan.
And the lot of fortune is key to this whole thing, right?
Exactly.
But how do you even find this lot of fortune? What does it even, like, look like? Is it a planet, constellation?
It's not a planet or a constellation in itself. Think of it more like a special point in your birth chart.
A special point, okay.
And how we find it, well, it involves a bit of, you could call it cosmic math.
Hit me with it.
So you take the distance between the sun and moon in your birth chart, which is going to be different for everyone. And then starting from your ascendant, you know that's the sign rising on the eastern horizon at the exact moment you were born. You measure out that same distance. It's like you're using the zodiac as a giant ruler.
Cosmic geometry. I like it. So we found a lot of fortune on this giant cosmic map. Now what?
Now the real fun begins. This is where we see how all those unique planetary positions and influences we've been talking about, how they might actually play out in a person's life.
Okay, so walk me through it. How did Valens use this to figure out someone's lifespan?
Well, the sign the lot of fortune falls in, any planets that are aspecting it, even the ruler of that sign, it all gets factored in. It's like putting together a big cosmic jigsaw puzzle.
This is way more complicated than just reading your daily horoscope.
It definitely is. But Valens thrives on details, and he really believed this meticulous approach was key to understanding the deeper meaning behind it all.
So a specific planetary alignment might suggest a longer life while another could point to a shorter one.
Exactly. And he didn't just look at quantity of life, but quality too. He talks about how certain placements could indicate periods of great fortune and prosperity, while others might bring challenges or even health issues.
So it's not just about predicting when you might, you know, kick the bucket. It's about understanding the ebb and flow of fortune throughout your life.
Exactly. And, you know, to really illustrate how these calculations worked, he actually walks us through some real life examples using birth charts from his own time.
Ooh, I love those. Let's hear one.
Okay, so there's this one chart in book 4 that always sticks with me. The lot of fortune in this particular chart falls in the sign of Scorpio.
Okay, Scorpio ruled by Mars.
All right. But here's the thing. This particular Mars, it's hanging out in Sagittarius, a fiery, adventurous, some might even say reckless sign.
Uh-oh, that sounds a little dicey.
Yeah, and Valens interprets this as a potential for a shorter lifespan, perhaps due to risk-taking behavior or even accidents, you know, things that could be linked to that whole fiery Mars in Sagittarius vibe.
That's pretty intense. So it's like the placement of the lot of fortune matters, but the ruler of that sign and where it is, that adds a whole other layer to the story.
Exactly. It all ties together. And remember, Valens wasn't saying this is all predetermined, like you have zero control over your destiny.
Right. It's not about fatalism here.
Not at all. He emphasized free will, but he also believed that by understanding these cosmic influences, we could approach those big life choices with more awareness.
Like knowing which way the wind is blowing before setting sail.
Exactly.
Now, that's a concept I think we can all get behind, whether we're ancient astrologers or just trying to navigate the complexities of life in the 21st century.
Mm.
You know, it's one thing to talk about planets and zodiac signs, but Valens really takes it to a whole other level with this stuff.
Yeah, he's not just giving you the what, he's giving you the why.
Exactly. It's not just about predicting the future. It's about this deep, like, philosophical understanding of how we fit into this grand cosmic scheme.
It's like he's saying, hey, you're part of something much bigger than yourself, you know? And understanding that, that's where the real magic happens.
And the tool he gives us to understand it is this cosmic map, this birth chart.
Right. But he's not giving you turn-by-turn directions. It's up to you to navigate.
Exactly. He lays out the playing field, shows you the potential pitfalls, the opportunities, and then he's like, all right, go make the most of it.
He was big on free will, Valens, but he also recognized that we're all born under a certain sky with a certain configuration of planets. And knowing that, knowing your own personal cosmic blueprint, well, that gives you a bit of an edge in dealing with whatever life throws your way.
Like having a cosmic coach in your corner, right? Someone who can give you the inside scoop on how to play the game.
And he doesn't skimp on the details either. Remember how he compares each of the planets to a specific color, each one having its own unique quality, its own impact?
Oh, yeah. That was fascinating. Saturn was black, right? Representing, like, limitations, the passage of time.
Exactly. It's such a powerful way to think about it, isn't it?
It really stuck with me. And it's not like he shied away from the tougher aspects of life either, you know?
No, he didn't sugarcoat it.
Like that whole thing about the bad daemon.
Yeah.
A point in the chart that points to, well, potential misfortune.
It shows you, even back then, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows.
People have always had to deal with challenges, setbacks.
Exactly. And Malins recognized that. But his whole thing was, by understanding these astrological influences, you could face those challenges with a greater sense of awareness.
Like if you know a storm's coming, you can batten down the hatches, right? Be ready for it.
Exactly. You're not just caught off guard. And I think that's something that still resonates with people today, you know? Why do we look to astrology, especially in times of uncertainty?
Totally. We want answers. We crave guidance, a sense of meaning in the midst of chaos.
It's a very human impulse, and I think Valens offers a framework for that. He's not saying you can escape responsibility for your life, but he is saying there's this larger cosmic order at play.
And by understanding that order, we find our place within it.
And maybe, just maybe, that understanding allows us to approach our lives, even the challenges, with a little more, I don't know, grace, acceptance.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And I think that brings us full circle to the heart of what Valens is trying to do. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness between the cosmos and ourselves.
It's a timeless exploration, really, and it's something we can all do, whether we're studying ancient texts or just looking up at the night sky.
Exactly. It's about asking questions, being curious, and maybe even finding a bit of wonder in the midst of it all.
It's about realizing we're all part of something so much bigger than ourselves.
And on that note, we'd love to hear from you. If Valens were to assign a color to your life based on this past year, what color would it be and why?
What's been your biggest lesson, your most vibrant experience, the thing that's really colored your journey?
Share your thoughts with us. You can find us on social media or drop us a line directly. We love hearing from you. And until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.